And Matt Bevan joins us now with what's making headlines around the world. Hiya, Matt.
G'day, Fran. Iran is in the news today as they have announced that unless they get sanctions relief, they will be increasing their production of uranium. There has been an enormous amount of focus on Iran since Friday, our time, when the US Secretary of State Mike Pompeo pointed the blame at the Islamic Republic for the attack on two tankers sailing through the Strait of Hormuz.
This is only the latest in a series of attacks instigated by the Islamic Republic of Iran and its surrogates against American and allied interests. And they should be understood in the context of 40 years of unprovoked aggression against freedom-loving nations. On April 22nd, Iran promised the world that it would interrupt the flow of oil through the Strait of Hormuz. It is now working to execute on that promise.
Mike Pompeo then rattled off a list of things Iran has done recently which indicates that they are the perpetrator of this attack, but offered little to no proof of any of it. The Trump administration has a problem here. Ever since the Iraq War, the American public have been justifiably sceptical of the government when it comes to blaming oil-rich Middle Eastern countries for things. In this case, it's not entirely clear what Iran's motivation would be for attacking these vessels. The Saudi Foreign Minister Adel Al-Jaber, who is supportive of the Trump administration on this, was asked on CNN why Iran would do this.
What was their intention? Why would they do this, knowing that there would be a very angry a response from the U.S. and others?
Iran's behavior has not always been rational. Why would they blow up the American embassy in Beirut using Hezbollah? Why would they attack the U.S. embassy and hold American diplomats hostage for 444 days? Why would they attack Khobar Towers and kill American servicemen? Why would they engage in assassination campaigns against diplomats and against Iranian citizens in Europe? Why would they do all these things?
Meanwhile, the Trump administration has a credibility problem. The president is pretty cavalier with the truth, and he's surrounded by people who have in the past advocated for war with Iran. But that doesn't mean that they're wrong. US Democratic Congressman Adam Schiff, who is one of the strongest critics of Donald Trump and his administration, says he believes it was Iran.
There's no question that Iran is behind the attacks. I think the evidence is very strong and compelling. In fact, I think this was a Class A screw-up by Iran to insert a mine on the ship. It didn't detonate. They had to go back and retrieve it. I can imagine there are some Iranian heads rolling for that botched operation.
Meanwhile, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo has produced a video which he says shows a small ship belonging to the Iranian Revolutionary Guard removing an unexploded mine from the side of one of the tankers in the Strait of Hormuz. And it was adamant on CBS that Iran is responsible for the attacks.
These are simple facts. I've had many conversations over the past, frankly, weeks talking about Iran's activity. No one doubts the data set. I haven't heard a single person say...
The German foreign minister said the video was not enough.
The German foreign minister has seen a great deal more than just that video. He will continue to see more. I will concede there are countries that just wish this would go away, and they want to act in a way that is counterfactual. No one disputes that this is the Islamic Republic of Iran taking these actions to deny this international waterway and the freedom of navigation that is a fundamental right of every country to travel through that.
They mention the German foreign minister there. Heiko Maas is the German foreign minister, and he says that everything possible has to be done to avoid a military confrontation.
I still think the situation is extremely explosive. Military confrontation in the Gulf would mean that the whole region would be on fire. Nobody can be interested in that. And it's not enough for me that everyone just says that they don't want war. They also have to prove that they don't want war. That means that everyone must take active steps toward de-escalation.
The Iranian ambassador to the UK, Hamid Bahidinejad, has spoken to CNN about the situation.
Unfortunately, we are heading towards a confrontation, which is very serious for everybody in the region. I don't know about the strategy of the US on this, but I am sure that this is a scenario that some people are very forcefully working on it, that they would drag the United States into a confrontation. What we want from the US is to be a normal country, not to interfere with the Iranian relationship, economic relationship with the other countries.
He mentioned there the United States interfering with Iran's economic relationship with other countries. What he's talking about is the Iran deal struck in 2015 between the US, China, France, Germany, the EU, Russia, China, the UK. I've mentioned China twice there, but UK and Iran to give Iran sanctions relief in exchange for the elimination of Iran's nuclear weapons program. Donald Trump pulled the US out of that deal last year. The other countries since then have been trying to keep it afloat, but the US is threatening to punish anyone who continues to do business with Iran. Now, Iran has announced that by the end of next week, it will breach the limit on its stockpile of enriched uranium that was set under the Iran deal. Iran says that European powers could still stop them if they protect them from the US sanctions, but otherwise the nuclear plan is back on. The Trump administration has made it very clear that they will not allow Iran to get nuclear weapons. So exactly what mechanism they're going to use to stop that remains to be seen.
That's what we're all talking about, isn't it? Matt, thanks very much.
Cheers, friend.
Matt Bevin.